The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Coast 93.1. Here's what everyone's talking about.
What's a happening? What are we buzzing about today? Well, I wonder if people are going to be saying, hey, wait, did you get the Olivia Rodrigo password?
Right.
If you missed it at 7:30, we can't do it again.
No. Nope.
Promise, only once. So ask a coworker for the password that you need to get the tickets tomorrow morning. What else are we buzzing about? What's in the news?
Two bodies in the Baltimore Bridge collapse have been recovered and four others remain missing. All six that went missing were construction workers that were working on the bridge at the time of the collapse. The two victims that were found were stuck in a red pickup truck. They were on break at the time, warming up in their truck when the bridge collapsed.
You know, it's pretty remarkable that two survived.
I know.
There were two who survived. I mean, it's tragic and it's terrible. And these are, you know, hardworking people in the middle of the night, literally filling potholes on the bridge.
Yeah.
And they didn't get them off in time. You know, they tried.
Yeah.
But they didn't get them off in time. And two of them survived. I mean, so
one completely unharmed. One is in the hospital.
How?
But the one unharmed and the story, just from their perspective, I'm sure, is going to be.
Yeah. Whoever gets that interview.
Yeah.
That's going to be.
But one unharmed falling from that bridge. How did that happen?
How? I mean, everyone's seen the video by now.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
A New York judge has imposed a gag order on Donald Trump, which limits him from making statements about potential witnesses in his hush money trial, including Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. Less than 24 hours after this gag order was in place, Trump started lashing out at the judge who imposed it on his social media platform, Truth Social. And he also lashed out at the judge's daughter.
Yeah, I don't know why he gets other family members involved. It's just that should be out of line. You know, I will say that everyone, Democrats, the media, anyone who could, leaves Barron Trump alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And as they should.
Yeah. I mean, he's a teenager.
He's a child.
Isn't he still a teen? Yeah.
I assume so.
You know, and I think that's kind of a rule that we should all agree to.
They didn't sign up for this.
Yeah. I mean, now granted, the judge's daughter, I don't think, is a kid, but still, it's like they don't have nothing to do with this.
It's like Obama's daughter. Like, just
right.
Leave him alone. A California judge has recommended disbarment for one of Donald Trump's ex-lawyers who challenged the 2020 election results. A former senator, Joseph Lieberman, has died after he experienced complications from a fall. He was 82 years old, and also he was the 2000 Democratic nominee for vice president alongside Al Gore. And a 2016 interview with Usher has resurfaced from the Howard Stern show. In the interview, Usher talks about his time living with Diddy for a year when he was 13 years old. He said they were very curious things taking place, that he saw a lot, and that I went to see the lifestyle and I saw it. And when he was asked if he would allow his children to go to Diddy's house, he said, hell no.
Yeah. All this, it's going to keep coming out. There's going to be more things, which makes you wonder, how did it take this long to uncover what was allegedly going on with Diddy?
And if this was allegedly happening, all these people it was allegedly happening to,
yeah,
and no one said anything for all these years?
Right. Right.
That's not good.
And the strength of the person who, with the lawsuit, Rodney something.
Yeah, he's a producer.
Yeah, he's kind of the one who blew all this open, I think, right?
Well, Diddy's ex-girlfriend, remember, she came forward a couple months ago.
And that went away fast.
Because he paid her off.
Right. And she probably signed an NDA and all that.
Yeah.
But you know the producer's name is his... like,
Lil Rod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Of all the names you'd come up with.
Yeah.
For yourself.
Right. And his name is everywhere right now.
Right.
You know, in Lil Rod's court documents.
But that's his nickname. Like, you know, when you can nickname yourself, I guess I wouldn't have chosen that one. I saw that and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, that was.
That's surprising.
Yep.
Yeah. This is gross. I'm just warning you. It's gross. The Cumberland County Sheriff's Office says the diaper bandit is back and they're on the case. The bandit is again dumping bags of soiled adult diapers. On the side of the roads in North Yarmouth, the bandit first dumped soiled adult diapers along routes 9, 115, and 231 in North Yarmouth. This was back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And now the bandit is at it again, tossing bags of used diapers along the exact same roads in North Yarmouth.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any information about the diaper bandit, call the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office, please.
You know, we probably could follow the trail of Vaseline bottles.
Oh, Lord. God.
Just saying.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Mari?
Smoothing on Vaseline petroleum jelly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
March Madness is down to the Sweet 16. Baseball season opens today, and the Red Sox visit the Mariners tonight, and their first home game is April 9th. Maine's own Cooper Flagg, who is originally from Newport, won the National Gatorade Player of the Year Award. And that award was previously won by Jason Tatum, LeBron James, and other major NBA stars.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
This kid's good.
Yeah, he is. Yep. And last but not least, Beyonce has dropped the track list for her new album, Act Two, Cowboy Carter, which drops tomorrow. And it does feature the song Jolene, and it also features a song called Smokehouse that it looks like that she does with Willie Nelson.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be good.